こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、イギリスの MI6 が育児情報サイトマムズネットにスパイを募集する広告を掲載し話題になっています。求められるのは想像力、洞察力、好奇心、共感性、直感力を持った21歳以上のイギリス国籍の女性で、短期の海外任務に派遣される可能性もあります。サイトによると、学歴だけでなく強い生活力を持っている人が欲しいとのことです。今年3月に政府が作成した報告書では、 MI6 などの情報機関において女性が全体の3分の1しかおらず、特に中年の女性が不足していると警告されていました。
English intelligence agency MI6 is apparently recruiting new spies from a website called Mumsnet, which caters to mothers and provides information on child rearing. The ad is seeking a British woman who is over the age of 21 and is imaginative, insightful, curious, sympathetic, and has good intuition. Additionally, the selected candidate may be sent overseas in the short term. According to the website, they are seeking someone who is not only well-educated, but also has strong life skills.According to a report released in March, only a third of MI6 intelligence workers are female, with relatively few middle-aged women.
そう、なんかもちろんなんだけど、家族以外には内緒にしなきゃいけないらしくて。
Mm-hmm.
まあそれはそうだよね。Facebook とかに、I'm a spy now! とかさ、書いたらやばい。女性の方がバレにくいというか、スパイっぽくないから、女性がもっと必要だっていうことらしいよ。
What is, I feel like spies don't do what they used to, but maybe that's not true. You know what I mean? Like the whole James Bond era or the Cold War spying stuff. That I feel like that's kind of done, and now it's more like internet surveillance and you know, eavesdropping sorts of things.
なんかまあ映画で見るようなこととは違うんだろうね。
But then again, why couldn't you sneak up, to some, you know, on the side of some building on the 60 whatever floor, like suction cup to the window with some advanced like sound microphone and record some super important conversation? Like, I feel like, you know, that would still work too, wouldn't it?
ね。
Because maybe.The most valuable information people have, you know, they're sort of aware of the surveillance now. They're not so, you know, careless with their data. So maybe you got to go old school to get it.
なんか本当にただのイメージの問題だけど、母乳出してる最中の人がまさかスパイだと思わないもんね。じゃない？あの空港とかでもそのタンピングのものとかでさ、チェック通らなくてもよかったりするじゃん。こう触ると変な菌がついたりとかするし。They have to treat it carefully, so. I don't know. でも言いたくなっちゃうよね。誰にも言えないの辛くない？すごいイケてる任務に就いたとしてさ、すごいなんかクレイジーな出来事があっても、誰にも言えないし、セルフィーも撮れないし。
Yeah, I feel like that's part of why people...connect to spies and movies and stuff. It's like, oh, nobody acknowledges all the, you know, hard work this person is doing. It's like the Jack Bauer thing. It's like, so no one's appreciating this. He's just a good person and not getting any kudos.
Jack Bauer is 一番の例だよね。本当にいろんなことを国民のために耐えて、めっちゃ拷問とかされてんのに誰も知らない。
And then he'll you know, he'sPeople in his own agency are trying to get rid of him.
Yeah,
so it's like,
誰にも褒めてもらえない。
You know, you're so good at your job, it's like you've kind of transcended the organization you work for.
なんかね、007がなんで未だに人気あるのかみたいな記事が昨日書いてあって、すごくあのセクシズムがあるじゃん。Bond girls とか。なのに、未だにこう人気があるのは、新しいエレメントを誰も求めてないから。
What's the sexism exactly?
Well, like, なんか this man, you know, like, who always saves girls and girls half the age or even less とか。
Yeah.
なんかその本当に 男のなんかマッチョなスパイみたい
な。 Yeah, well, it's masculine. I wouldn't say that it's sexist. It's certainly...
And he kind of like sleeps with multiple women.
Yeah.
And kind of, he gets away with it all the time.
Yeah, but that's sort of a...
No
you know,
one
that
like
sort of
him for cheating.
People should be able to write stories like that without it being called, you know, sexism or,
I guess.
Or like...
The interview was interesting, recently with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
今回のボンドガールがさ、モニカ・ベルチだから、ジェームズ・ボンドよりも年上なんだよね、3歳ぐらい。
Hmm.
だけど、今までジェームズ・ボンドが付き合ってきた女性ってもう20代とかだから、
hmm.
その差に比べると3、4歳なんで大したことないのに、
Mm.
インタビューで誰かがダニエル・クレイグに、ああもう年上の女性とジェームズ・ボンドがくっつくことどう思いますかみたいな。
Yeah. What did he say?
And he said, well, 年上っていうよりも、まあ、自分の年、like,
yeah.
his age
yeah.
っていうことでしょみたいな。別にそんな大したことじゃないじゃん。逆に、
But James
今までがおかしか
ったんでしょ
みたいな。
Part of James Bond is he's smashing the finest girl.
Yeah.
Like, there. It's not like James Bond walks into some casino and is smashing the second hottest girl in the casino. No, that is impossible. James Bond, for sure, if whoever the hottest girl in the room is, you know?
Yeah, and I think so far it had to be someone much younger than him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Hollywood you have to be young to be hot. But,
mm-hmm.
then we have someone like Monica Bellucci who's like super hot and she's like in her 50s or something. Late 40s, 50s. So,
I don't know who she is actually.
You don't know Monica Bellucci?
I don't know who people are.
Italian actress, super
okay.
hot. You gotta check her out.
Yeah.
Really, really hot. You're missing out.
Is she in... What's she in? Like what movies?
She's in like, I can't. See, I'm so bad with titles. でもすごいいろんな映画出てるよ。
Can you give me one?
なんだっけ、マレーナとかなんかそんな感じの。
Huh.
No? Doesn't ring the bell at all?
な
んかあの男の子と少年と出てるやつ。
あ
と、ハリウッドの映画にも結構出てるよ。
うん。I'm not keeping up with Hollywood, aside from Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's fine. Aside from Matt Damon.
Yeah. What is the whole, like, Bond, James Bond thing? Like, what is... That's such an iconic way to introduce yourself.
なんかあれだってやっぱりこう、水戸黄門みたいな感じで、安心して見られるというか、絶対死なないじゃん、ジェームズ・ボンドは。
だ
から彼のこと心配しなくていいし、
Yeah, but the way he introduces himself, you know?
Bond. James Bond.
Like, what is that?
I don't know.
And why is it cool?
I don't know.
It's still cool. It's been cool for so long, and it's, like, still cool, right? When he does it in the movie, it's like, there it is.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah, しかも人も変わってんのにね。
Yeah.
俳優も。Yeah, still hot.
Hmm.
でも実際に…
Spies are...That's cool. It's like modern ninjas almost. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? It's like this person's on a mission.
Yeah.
They're gonna pull some shit off. Like nobody else can pull it off except this guy. You know?
Yeah. まさにね、ジェームズ・ボンドは MI6 だもんね。
Hmm. This mum's net. So what are they? Why do they want them? Why do they want moms exactly? Is it just because they don't have that many women?
まあそれもあるし、お母さんは何そういう生活スキルがあるからって書いてあった。
Maybe they're the least suspicious.
Yeah, that too. They said that too.
Mm. Mm.
でも結構ね、反響がすごいらしいよ。応募してる人が結構いるらしいよ。
I'm sure they're.
なんかしかも、
almost all of them are not qualified.
しかもお金もはっきりいくらとはもちろん書いてないんだけど、competitive wage って書いてあるから。
Competing with who?
I don't know.
CIA?
I
doubt
know.
It.
だからまあ。まあまあお金もいいんでしょうね。もちろんスパイだからさ。
うん。
まあそれやってみようかな。Why not, right?
Would you do it?
No.
No?
No. 全然やりたくない。
Too much work? You might get killed. You don't really like risky, you know?
なんか自分が殺されるとかっていうよりも、自分がやってることが多分分かんないじゃん。全容教えてもらえないじゃん。そんな下っ端のスパイなんてさ。なんかその自分が何か、じゃあこの機械をあの人のポッケに入れてきなさいとか言ってさ。 それをやったことによってなんか誰かがどっかで死んだりしてるかもしれないっていうなんか超嫌じゃない
you don't like the yeah getting put in those tough situations the Jack Bauer situations
まあ Jack Bauer doesn't seem like he really cares about
but it's the difficult where you might not want to do something they tell you to do.
Yeah, but I still have to do it, right? Because it's my job and I assigned for it.
It wouldn't work any other way, you know?
Yeah, だから嫌だ。やる?
Be a spy?
Yeah.
なりたい, I don't know. It seems like fun. But, you know, I don't trust governments nearly enough to, like, carry out, you know, what they... I wouldn't even join the military or anything like that. I don't think they have good intentions.
そこなんだよ。だから、イノセントな人を、なんか自分、なんかイノセントな人に危害を与えるのに、自分が手助けしちゃってるかもしれないっていうさ、なんか嫌じゃない?
It's kind of like a knight on a chessboard. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't think the knights
get moved out like early and they move weird so they're a little bit sneaky so you can plan like sneaky attacks but they also get destroyed really fast too you know kind of that expendable
would, that sounds like a really cool reference if only I understood chess but
we're going to be talking about Go later
oh yeah, so da 次61万人のフォロワーを持つインスタグラムのスターで18歳のエッセナ・オニールが自分のアカウントを閉鎖しソーシャルメディアで得る名声がいかに危険かを訴えましたインスタグラムで1枚写真を投稿するごとに広告費として最低17万円程度はもらっていたというエッセナはいつも細くて綺麗で完璧な人生を送っているかのように見せることに疲れたと語りこれまで自分が投稿してきた写真のキャプションをリアルなバージョンに書き換えています。例えば、ビキニを着て太した瞬間を撮ったように見える写真には、これは私の本当の人生じゃない。お腹をきれいに見せるために同じポーズで100枚は撮ったし、一日中ほとんど何も食べなかった、と新しいキャプションがついています。エッセナは、毎日を写真撮影に費やし、写真ではお腹をへこませ、胸を強調し、商品が目立つようにポーズを取り、常にいくつのLikeボタンが押されているかを確認する日々は自分を不幸にしたと語り、インスタグラム上の完璧に見える人生は偽りであり、他のティーンエイジャーがお手本にすべきではないし、自分の人生と比べて自信を失う必要はないと語りました。
Asena O'Neill, an 18-year-old Instagram celebrity with 610,000 followers,recently closed her account exclaiming that social media is harmful. Asena was making a minimum of 170,000 yen for each post advertising a product. She explains that she is tired of maintaining the facade and that all of her post captions were misleading. She later edited the captions to make them more honest. For example, for a caption of a photo that appeared to be her casually throwing on a bikini for a picture, she updated the caption to say,Not real life, took over 100 in similar poses trying to make my stomach look good. Would have hardly eaten that day. Every day, Asena dedicated herself to photo shoots, sucking in her stomach, emphasizing her breasts, posing to show off products, and keeping track of how many likes she was getting with each post. Pretending to be perfect made her unhappy, and she suggests that others do not follow that example. Reassuring people that there is no real reason...for them to feel insecure, comparing their own lives with the life that she appeared to have on Instagram.
そう、まあすごく人気があって、YouTube のアカウントとかもあったらしいんだけど、急に閉鎖してすっぴんのビデオを出したんだよね。で、まあ肌荒れとかもちょっとあるんだけど、もう全然気にしないみたいな、
yeah.
イエーイ、もうどうでもいいみたいな。で、まあそういうイエーイっていう側面もありつつ、まあすごく辛かったっていう自分の経験をみんなに話してるんだけど、これまでこういう風に完璧な人生に見せかけて実は嘘でしたっていうのを告白した人がいないから、まあやんないじゃんみんな普通は隠したままでいるから。だからすごく勇気があるねっていうことで、いろんなメディアで今取り上げられてる。
I like it. It's kind of, it's interesting. She's only 18 years old, but,
そうなの。
She seems like, I mean, after her after she snapped.
Yeah.
She has some insightful things to say about, you know, she's clearly thought about this a lot.
Yeah.
And how it was affecting her and how it's affecting others. And she was making a lot of money advertising a bunch of shit with her nonsense Instagram posts.
Yeah.
It's rare that this happens, isn't it?
So,
it's pretty rare.
So, 多分3年間だから15歳ぐらいから始めて、まあ、どんどん人気が出て、いろんな商品とかも、ね、企業から送られてきて、それを着たり、身につけたり、して写真を撮ることによって、毎回お金をもらうっていうシステムなんだけど、みんな分かってるけど、それを、ね、ちゃんと正直に言う人はいないから。
Not everyone knows, you know? Not everyone... People see... Like, if you see Brad Pitt with some cologne in some advertisement, you know, what are the odds that he even uses that cologne? Yeah. Almost zero.
Yeah.
You know, but people are still like, oh, you know, it's...
Yeah, yeah. 特にインスタグラムだとね、あの、女優さんとかじゃないから、普通の女の子ですっていう体でやってるから、広告だっていうのがもちろん全然わかりにくい。で、なんか自分で買ったかのように、あの、このドレスはここで買ったよみたいなさ感じ、カジュアルに書いてあるから、やっぱりティーネイジャーの子とか若い子が見ると、まあ広告だっていうふうにはもちろん思わない。
Yeah, well, to, if you want to do that on Instagram, you kind of have to bullshit it because you're competing with people who are not honest.
Yeah.
And so everyone, it's a competition. You know, who's the most perfect on Instagram? Who's looking the best? Who's getting the most likes? And if you want to get the most likes, then you gotta you know, suck your stomach in. And because no one, the girl who's not sucking her stomach in and eating all day posts a picture in a bikini, no one's giving a shit.
Yeah. So, you know? So Instagram ってやっぱりこう、そういうスターが本当に何百人かもっといるわけじゃん。まあ、いろんな国にそれぞれいるし、年齢もそれぞれあるし。
I'm sure it's 大量にいる。way more than hundreds, yeah.
そう、大量にいるんだよね。それで、やっぱり。
YouTube too.
Yeah. 見てるとね、あの本当に写真も綺麗だし、でカップルでやってる人たちとかもいて、あのそのブラウジングに行くと、まあバーッと出てくるんだけど、本当に素晴らしい人生を送っているようにしか見えないんだよね。もう完璧、もう全然なんていうの、不健康なものとも一切食べない、常にフルーツとか健康的なものを食べて、常にワークアウトして、もうずっと腹筋も割れてるし、常にハッピーで髪の毛も完璧みたいな。で、いつもビーチにいて。
yeah.
っていうなんかもう、本当にもう、flawless に見える。
Mm-hmm.
だから、でも結局それ、そんな人いないよっていうのを、まあこの子はちゃんとカムアウトして言ってくれたわけだけど。
Yeah.
でもやっぱりあの、他のインスタグラムのスターで怒ってる人がいて、エッセナのことをすごい叩いてる人もいるんだよね、やっぱり。
What sort of criticisms?
なんか、まあ、彼女はアテンション欲しいだけだみたいな。で、自分は違うとか、そういうことなんだけど。でも、アテンション欲しいか欲しくないか、そんなのどうでもいいっていうかさ、なんか、just the fact that you came out and said all these things,
yeah,
I think
well,
it's meaningful.
And you could criticize her in an attempt to draw more attention to yourself.Too,
yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
All,
so it's like
it's all. I mean, if you're on Instagram, of course you want attention. That's the point.
So, でもね、なんかビデオ見ると、でも若いしさ、あのなんていうの、その1個目のビデオはだからすっぴんで、まあいかに自分がこう不幸せだったか、すごいイケメンの男の子が話しかけてくれる、街でもすごく有名になって、いろんなものも企業からもらえるし、みんなに可愛いね可愛いねって言われる。けど全然幸せじゃなかったよっていう話をしてて、もう一本のビデオではあのメディアからいっぱいインタビューのリクエストとか来て、もうびっくりしてすごい喜んでる、なんかもう本当に泣いてて、 I'm so happy that you guys are paying attention to what I said みたいな、あのそれもどっちもすっぴんで、なんか
So what's her angle here? I mean what's she doing here on out? Like what is she has she said what hernext step is or
yeah she made a new website I don't know what it is really about but なんか Vimeo とかでのビデオ出すみたいな、その、だからビューの数とかライクの数とかでお金、広告収入が入るようなシステムじゃないフォーマットで なんかこうポーンとかなんかね、いろんなものを発信していきたいみたいなことは書いてあった。だからそのなんか彼女のそのビデオを見てて、やっぱりその数、ライクの数っていうのにものすごく縛られてたみたいで、そんな話をすごいしてた。
Do you check how many likes we have on our like Facebook posts or like Instagram and stuff?
Facebook は見ないかな。Instagram もたまに、なんか数がすごい大きくなってくると、おおと思うけど。でもなんか、これはこの数しかないとか思ってネガティブに思うことはない、ね。でもさ、うちらの場合は別にその見た目とかじゃない、何、個人じゃないから。
I don't even know what I'm posting on Instagram. I'm just like, this is cool.
Yeah.
And then people write comments. Yeah. And I think it's fun to read the comments.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like, I mean, I'm not really posting any products or anything, so.
Yeah, and I feel like we don't feel like we need to be acknowledged on Instagram.
Or
know?
Even But, post. Like, I forget about Instagram for periods of time.
Yeah, we're not really good with Instagram, but...You know, 彼女みたいにやっぱり自分を売ってる、もうそのまんまの自分の顔とか体とかを売ってる場合はやっぱり
I think that happens if you become a celebrity though. You know, there's、it just if you're part of what's being sold, it's very difficult to not to sell yourself more. You know, by whatever it is, you know, camera angles andWhatever, misleading captions and whatnot.
その素晴らしい人生を送っていると見せかけている一方で、その見せかけることだけに努力を費やしているわけで、実際の人生ってものが別にあるわけじゃないじゃん。これが、ね、忙しすぎるから。だから彼女はそれをすごく強調してた。そのもっとなんか人生にはできることがいっぱいある。Achieve できることがいっぱいあるのに、この real life じゃない、このインスタグラムとかソーシャルメディアっていう枠の中でどれだけみんなに認めてもらえるかみたいな。しかも自分のことも全然知らないような人が自分の見た目をどう思うかなんてもうどうでもよくなったみたいな。ですごいなんか嬉しそうだったから普通にジェヌインに I was like ああよかったねと思った。
Yeah.
なんか若いしさ自分で気づけてよかった。
There's a few versions of these people. Like, There's this guy named Dan Bilzerian.
Bilzerian. Oh, yeah, he's hilarious.
Oh, he just looks like the biggest douche on the planet.
He's like,
But his Instagram is just exactly that. I know for sure, you know, this guy has so many. His life is not that ridiculous, you know? It's all like.Made up for Instagram.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I guess if you are really aware of that, then I guess that's fine.
But そうなの。だからそこで割り切れてればいいんだよね。別にこうみんなをだ騙してやろうっていうかさ、こういかに自分がイケてる人生を送ってるかってみんなに思わせてやろうみたいな感じで、でも別に自分は家でさ、一人で実際ポップコーン食べて映画見てるだけみたいな。でも別にお金儲けになるからいいやって割り切れてる場合はいいんだけど、やっぱりこういう風にね、なんつうの、それが実際に自分に影響を与えちゃう場合は良くないし怖いよね。
There's I was thinking about one of the differences between like our podcasts and some, you know, other programs, mostly mainstream programs.
Yeah.
Is that you don't get on major programs unless you're already famous.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And there's something different about those people that just isn't like, it's not the same as, like, we've had people on here that nobody knows, that probably nobody will know, they have nothing to gain from this, and it's just, you know, a regular conversation between, like, I don't know, it's weird that so much of the media that we consume is coming from or featuring...Famous people.
そう、わかる。
It's all famous people. I'm tired of famous people.
I know. すっごいわかる。テレビ見てるとすごい思う。なんで有名な人、なんか有名だっていうことでテレビに出るみたいなさ。
でもそうじゃなくて。This person's famous. Let's find out. You know.
そう、なんかもっとね、別に全然有名じゃないし、有名になりたくもないけど、面白い人っていっぱいいるじゃん。
Interview people who are super interesting and nobody knows who they are.
Yeah.
You know?
ね。 そう、でもあのこういうインスタグラムとかになってくるとさ、こうティーネイジャーの子たちが見て、あ、なんか本当にこんな完璧な人生を送っているのに自分は全然ワークアウトできてない。しかもさ、ハッシュタグ no excuse とか書いてるんだよね。すごい腹筋割れた写真とかに。でそうするとこの子はできてるのになんで自分はできないんだろうとか私も思ったことあるし、なんかすごいフィットななんか女の子たちのアカウントとか見てると、あ、こんなみんなちゃんと筋トレとかやってんのに、なんか自分は全然できてないのみたいなさ、でも maybe I'm busier than them, I don't know, you know, like you can't just compare yourself with
Well,
these strangers.
Yeah, people are going to post whatever's on the extremes, you know, the edges of their life, right?
でもそのエクスチームがさ、いっぱいいるから、インスタグラム見るともちろん世界中の美しい人たちが、だから国にさ、何人かしかいないようなさ、美しい人たちがものすごいさ、お金をかけて、ちゃんとメイクとかした写真を載せて、で、しかも一番写りがいいやつじゃん、何百枚撮って。だからそういう美人が大量にいるように見えるんだよね。
But that's how you do that job, I guess.
そうなの。
And that job is just sort of toxic because of...
そうなの。で、雑誌とかだったらね、あ、この人たちはプロでお金もらってて、モデルさんになれたんだみたいになるんだけど、インスタグラムって普通の人も、とか普通の人が使ってるものだから、なんか普通の人ってこんなに美人が大量にいて、こんなにみんなフィットなのに私はみたいにやっぱりさ、なっちゃう。なんか大人でもそうやって思うぐらいだから、うん、10代の子とか本当にね、なんか I don't know.
Well, think about how much motivation you get to be fit and to do all that stuff too if you are constantly having to show everyone.
Yeah.
You know, what,
I know, right?
It's a lot of pressure.
I know, right?
It's like, I haven't posted my stomach in a while. Oh shit, I better stop eating now.
Yeah, it's so weird.なんかやっぱり自分の世界がインスタグラム中心になっちゃうんだよね、そうすると、
うん、
あ、写真撮らなきゃいけないからこれ食べないとか、写真に写んなきゃいけないからこれはやらない、これをやるとか、そう、that's 確かにすごいなんか不思議なことになっちゃう。でも偉いよね、この子はこうやってさ。
I like these social media freakouts. There have been a few incidents where people like freak out, delete their Twitter or people, you know, theseaccounts that have millions of followers, people, it's interesting to see how people react to it.
It does get overwhelming sometimes, for sure, right?
What do you mean, like being on social media?
Yeah, or like you're being followed by many people.
Yeah, for sure, like if all those people were physically near you, you would feel pretty uncomfortable.
But I mean, just the fact that,you know, I mean, just to see the numbers. I feel like you have been taking it pretty well from the beginning.
I've taken it well?
Yeah. Because remember, なんか iTunes 1位になった直後の収録の時とか、私はなんかもうその数のこと考えただけでもうなんか、どうしようみたいな。なんか何も変わってないのに、セッティング自体は。
Yeah.
なんかどうしようって思ってなんかちょっと変になっちゃったりして。変っていうか、ああみたいな。でも、なんかマイケルずっと落ち着いてるよね。何がみたいな感じ。
Well, I don't know. I just... I don't know. I don't know if there's a particular strategy for it, but yeah, those numbers, they're just numbers. It doesn't affect me at all. I'm not famous. I'm not harassed by people. I'm not doing anything I don't want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty comfortable. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me.
Maybe I imagine too much. Like,
yeah.
I just imagine each person. Like, well, not anymore, but at least I used to. Like, oh, like this guy is listening to us, like on the truck. This mom is listening to us while she's cooking, and I just like imagine all these people, these individuals.
But yeah, the thing is, like, nobody wants to hear someone that is, no one wants to hear conversations where the people are just thinking about everyone that's listening and just trying to fit it to them, because that's bullshit.
Yeah.
You just need to forget about all that, and you know, it's going to be sent out to, and people are going to listen to it, but you know, that doesn't matter.
だそれでうちらのは多分他のメディアより楽っていうか、二人本当に二人きりじゃん。
うん。
なんか周りに別にそのスタッフとかがいるわけじゃないし、
うん。
誰かが観覧で見に来てるわけでもないから、うん、本当に部屋で二人しかいない。
Well, I think we're both sort of, I don't know if stubborn is the right word, but you know.
For sure, we're both stubborn.
You think so? I think I'm pretty stubborn.
We're both very stubborn.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing, though.
多分聞いてる人も思ってるよ。もうバレてる。Yeah, you think? みたいな。
Yeah. But I don't think, you know, stubborn has a really negative connotation. But there's a certain...
Sometimes it's good.
I like to think of the opposite of stubborn is like selling out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, in our situation, yeah.
Yeah.
だって頑固じゃなかったらもうとっくにちら顔出してると思うよ。いろんな人に出した方がいいよって言われたじゃん。
For how long was I like battling off the like ads thing, like putting ads in it or,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
or sponsorship? I was so stubborn with that.
あとジングル入れます
みたいなね。Yeah, while I'm starving to death.
like, yeah, I know. That. I know.
Never.
次、東京大学生産技術研究所が薄くて小さい状態でも従来のガラスより丈夫で割れにくいガラスを開発しました。チームは酸化アルミニウムと酸化タンタルに高圧力と熱を与えパウダー状にし結晶化を避けるため容器には入れずに酸素ガスを使って空中に浮かせレーザーで溶かすという方法で小さなガラスの粒を作ることに成功しました。チームは現在大量生産の技術と商品化について追求しており3から5年後にはカバーガラスや電子回路基板などの用途で製品化される可能性があるとしています。
Researchers at the Institute of Industrial Science at Tokyo University have created a new type of glass that is significantly stronger than existing glass, with even thin slices being able to withstand high pressure. The researchers used a specialized containerless technique that involved converting alumina and tantalum oxide into a powder by applying pressure and heat.Floating it on oxygen gas, and then finally melting it with a laser. Using this technique, they were able to successfully make a small glass bead. Currently, the team is working on mass producing and commercialization of the technology, and expects it to be available in the market within 3 to 5 years.
Yes. すごいよね。
I think I saw a picture. It's like just a little
すごいちっちゃい
ball.
うん、本当にちっちゃいなんか円形のガラスの写真が多分、mm. あのプレスリースかなんかに使ってた写真だと思うけど、
mm.
そうすごい強いんだってあのなんだっけ工業用ガラスみたいな工業用強化ガラスぐらいの強度があるって書いてあった。
So they're saying it's stronger than steel?
That's actually not true apparently.
Oh.
なんかいろんなメディアがそうやって言ってるけど、まあ実際別に科学的にそういうわけじゃない。
Some steel is not that strong.
I guess.
Right?
I guess.、So、I don't really know what they mean when they say
that. Seems believable.
I guess.
Maybe not stronger than stainless, but.
でもガラスすごいやっぱり進んでるよね。どんどん新しいのを開発されて、mm. まあ iPhone とかのねこういうやっぱりカバーガラス使われてる。
All the nerds are always watching the、like patent applications and、
mm.
things of that sort. Any sort of、technology or business acquisitions by Apple, for
yeah.
example,
yeah,
and
yeah.
then they speculate like, oh, the new iPhone's gonna have like liquid metal and、
right.
you know all this crazy stuff.The Gorilla Glass、
yeah.
thing that came up at one point. I don't know. It seems like people's phones are still breaking all the time. And...
そう、なんかね、あの、やっぱりこう、なんていうの、衝撃には強い、
mm.
けど、一点に集中して衝撃が加わっちゃうと、どうしても割れちゃう、割れやすくなっちゃう。
It's still a crystal, yeah.
シリカだよね。
Mm.
そう、だから、まあ、それが多分ずっと課題なんだけど、こうなんか、なんていうの、広い面で叩いても大丈夫だけど、
うん、
尖ったものと か, だから小石の上に落としたりと か, だからアスファルトとかでちょっと尖ってるところに当たったりすると簡単にバッて、うん、ラス何
It'll shatter.
Yeah, shatter and not chop.
So, you know what I've noticed recently? Is that I never used to drop my phone, right?
Okay. Like,
never. I would never drop my phone.
Okay.
And then, starting this year, I've just been dropping my phone constantly.
どうした?
I don't know. I can't figure out what happened. But it's like, are my motor, am I getting old? Like, what is this?
なんか慣れてきちゃったのかな?
I don't know what changed, but it's weird.
なんていうの? これ高いじゃん、 iPhoneって。 なんか月々とかになってるか高く感じないけど、実際一括で払うとなるとすごく高いものじゃん。しかもすごい精密機器じゃん。それをさ、そんなカジュアルに、私もカジュアルにボロボロ落としてるけどさ、落とすって考えられないよね。だって MacBook とか落としたらもうさ、 ってなるじゃん。
Yeah.
But it's basically the same thing, right?
But I mean, it's not as expensive as a MacBook, but
still, you know,
yeah.
You're not supposed to be dropping this.
Yeah, I never have a case on mine either. I hate those. That's why I can't have the new one, because the new phone, the lens sticks out because it's designed by an idiot. But I mean, how dumb is that, really?
ね、不思議だよね。もうあれ、
it sticks out, right? It sticks out, right? I still can't believe that it's... I don't know why I'm so bothered by it, and other people don't seem to be, but the lens sticking out of that phone is like... no. Can't do it.
iPhone6の大きさが信じられない。私手がすごいちっちゃいんだよね。だから、なんか釣りそうになっちゃう、指が。人の借りたりとかしても、なんか...
Maybe your fingers will get longer. You'll adapt.
How?
I don't know.
今から?
There's probably some... It's like, you know, the longer-necked giraffes could, like, reach the leaves, so then they evolved to have longer and longer necks. And with the phone screens getting larger, now people with smaller hands are at a disadvantage in life. Managing their devices. Well, no, it indirectly. It only has to play a factor. It doesn't have to actually kill you. Otherwise, you know, squirrels would never fly.
I guess. Yeah.
I guess they glide, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. なんかね、このちっちゃい大きさに戻してほしい。
There's been a lot of advancements in materials technology. It's getting pretty interesting. The way that they've been able to make, or like 3D printers, have changed the way we deal with materials completely.
Oh yeah, yeah, totally.
Glass.
そう、まさにカバーガラスを、とか、まあ、いろんな、本当にいろんな電車とか、電車の窓とかってさ、やっぱり電車に合わせて作らなきゃいけないじゃん。とか、あの、何、ショーウィンドウとかだと、自分の姿が映っちゃうと商品が見えないから、自分の姿が映らないガラスがあるんだよね。Yeah,
I've seen that at, like tech shows and stuff. They have some really cool
things they're doing.
They have glass that is transparent but produces some electricity with some sort of solar coating or something.
あとあの、キッチンのクックトップ、ガスコンロとか、あの、に使うようなやつとか、そういろいろやってたんだけど、やってたからすごい詳しかったんだけど、もう忘れてきちゃったね。3年、4年前ぐらいだから。<laughs> でもね、すごい面白いんだよ、意外と。ガラスだけで見てると。こんないっぱい種類があるんだとか、こんなにいろいろ開発努力して作ってる、あと飛行機とかね。そう、飛行機の窓とか、なんか、ファイバー、ガラスファイバーズ。飛行機って電球がいっぱいついてるけど、 普通に電気を使ってるとさ、1個切れたら変えるのすごい大変じゃん。だからファイバーを使えば その別に切れても一箇所で全部直せるっていうのとかね、意外とこう身近だけどあんまりみんなが知らないっていうの。だこういうのをさ大学生とかに教えたいよね。こうなんか仕事何しようかなって思ってる人とかさ、そのなんていうの、車とかパソコンみたいにこう分かりやすいものじゃなくても面白い業界ってすごいいっぱいあるからさ。
いや、
本当にガラス面白かったな、そういえば。
いや、isn't the I think the Tesla cars the body is made almost entirely of aluminum.
Huh.
I believe.
Hmm.
And it's like the strongest car so far in crash tests. And it's made of aluminum, you know, so, and that alone changed everything, you know,
right.
Being able to do that that's what made that possible.
Yeah.
You know, so things like this can be a pretty big deal.
So, この東大のやつもね、あの、ものすごい海外でももちろん英語とかに翻訳されてものすごいニュースになってる。
Hmm.
It's everywhere.
They should look into using it for spacecraft, because there's an extremely thick, well, I guess it's retired now, but the space shuttle would orbit the Earth in space, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would get small pieces of debris hitting the space shuttle window. They had a paint fleck, a little tiny chip of paint that weighs nothing, maybe a millimeter across.
Mm-hmm.
It hit the windshield of the space shuttle, nearly put a hole in it. There's a picture of it. It
looks, it's like, what?
Yeah, so they need stuff like this.
Right. You know?
I think space is going to be a huge industry soon, and materials technologies are going to play a huge role in space, because it's so expensive to get things to orbit. So we need lightweight things that are very strong, can withstand high temperatures, because I mean these vehicles need to re-enter the atmosphere and whatnot. So I don't know. It'd be cool. I know Japan does a lot of stuff with in material science.
Right.
If they're working on those applications, there's definitely a lot of potential there.
Yeah.
Tsugi. A company called Augury is developing a new gadget that records vibrations and ultrasonic sound from malfunctioning machinery, analyzes the data, and compares it to an existing cloud-based database of machine sounds. Technicians will also be able to then use an application to monitor the status of machinery remotely. The company states that they aim to give manufacturers a better understanding of the often complex reasons their products fail. Over time, it is expected that the system will learn which sounds may indicate a potential future problem.
Augury という会社が機械の振動や超音波を記録分析し、クラウド上のデータと比較して、機械が壊れそうになっている場合に自動で感じ取るガジェットを開発しています。これを使えば、技術者の人々がリモートで機械の状態を確認でき、機械が壊れる原因となる複雑な要因を理解するのに便利だということです。将来的にはデータがもっと集まり、どんな音の時にどんな問題が起きるのか、システムが事前に理解するようになると期待されています。超便利じゃない？
It's a great idea.
ね、あ、やばいやばい、壊れそうだよっていうのをさ、
yeah.
機械側から教えてもらえるってことだもんね。
This is one of those ideas where it's like, damn, I wish I thought of this. You know? Like, it's that good.
Yeah.
So it's basically like, you know how Shazam works?
Yeah, yeah.
It just listens to part of a song. And it's not exactly the song it's listening to. It's listening to the song in the background with a bunch of, you know, other noise and conversations and stuff. And it'll still pick it out.
しかもさ、Shazam だと実際の音楽聞かせないと、今はどうかわかんないけど、実際の音楽じゃないとダメだけど、Soundhound とかだと、あの、自分の鼻歌もちゃんと理解して何の曲か教えてくれるみたいな。
Yeah, it's probably more similar to that than Shazam, in the sense that it's not looking for an exact sound wave. But basically, it's just a little device that you can, let's say you put it on your vehicle, on your car, then it would be able to recognize any sounds that are anomalous, not supposed to be there. And then it would be able to compare that with sounds that have been submitted with by other people with that device or with that machine, and by comparing it to that large sample, it can identify pretty much exactly what's going on.
Mm.
This is kind of done manually, in like I've used a dowel, just a wooden stick. You can use like a wooden stick, and you just put one end of the wooden stick against, you hold it against a part of the engine while it's running, and you put the other end of the stick up to your ear, and then you can hear what's going on inside that part of the engine.
Yeah.
And then using that, you can hear like, oh, it's the lifters are noisy or whatever. Like, you can tell what part is going on. Because if you know what's going on inside the engine, then you can kind of imagine. Or maybe someone has shown you this before, and so you recognize it.
Hmm.
Like, cars sometimes have this high-pitched squealing sound, and people are like, what is that? Usually that's the fan belt, but it could be, you know, one of those belts just slipping.
Okay.
But that's the manual way of doing it, right? Someone who recognizes the sound, but it's not a clear diagnostic method. It's my, what's in my head.
Yeah.
This is automating that. And it's going to do it a million times better. And I think... There's a potential for machine learning. You know, the software will improve itself as people submit more information. And I think there's a huge potential for this sort of thing.
It's pretty cool. なんかあのテレビのリモコンとかがさ、うちなんか電池がなくなりかけてて、こうあんまり反応しなくなっちゃって、でも電池がなくなってるんじゃなくて壊れたのかなと思ってさ、こうガンガンガンガン自分の膝とかにさ、叩いてやってたのね。そしたらあのうちの彼も同じことしてて、これってさ今の若い子とかってやるのかなと思った。
Like hit the remote against your. I plenty of times, like, there were TVs where it's like, oh, just hit it. So you just walk up to the TV and you hit it, like, really hard. And then it, like, flickers on, like, it shows properly.
Yeah, it works. Or it worked in the past, so.
But that's largely, I think that is largely, like, poor electrical connections. Sometimes if you disturb a machine, then that fidgety electrical connection will, like, move enough that the connection is better temporarily. It's like cables don't really work, so you wiggle them and you unplug them and plug them in again and all that stuff. But
それもすごい古臭い行為としてさ、今捉えられちゃうのかなってこの間思った。
Yeah, my friend was just showing me these headphones that he has. They're not headphones, they're earphones. They go inside your ears.
Yeah.
But it doesn't plug into the phone. It's wireless.
Bluetooth.
I guess they've had this for a while.
Yeah.
But I was just like, and he's a bit younger, and I guess all the younger kids are kind of into this. Yeah, but it's just kind of weird to
think. The
wireless. That's cool to you?
BlackBerry かなんか持ってこう。
No.
I knew this guy in 前の会社のドイツのオフィスで、オランダ人の CEO がいて、すごい背が高くてさ、ハゲてたんだけど、すごいかっこよくて、彼がいつもそれで話しながら、こう、ペースしてんのね。Back and forth, back and forth, うろうろうろうろ。しながら電話で話してて、でも手は手ぶらなわけよ。
Everyone hates that Bluetooth thing.
It looked hard. It's so busy. Like, I need my both hands. Like,
It's so,
I don't know.
It's, you just look like a jerk, I think, if you have the Bluetooth in your ear and you're walking around talking. It's like, I don't know. I mean, if you're at work, it's, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're like, in the office.
You know, you're driving into a, driving up to, I don't know, you're in a restaurant or, I don't know. Anywhere but work, you probably look like an asshole. Even if you're just walking
really?
Around. With the Bluetooth. It's like a, I don't know, it's not a meme, but it's in popular culture. Like, don't people generally agree that the guy, you know, in his BMW with his single piece Bluetooth thing is just a jerk?
That's so mean.
I don't know. Like, I guess.
Okay.
But it's hard to interact with the people around you and, you know, be cordial.
I guess.
Like, if someone talks to you with something in their ear, it's kind of rude, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like I'm kind of listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Facebook's AI team has revealed that they are working on a new AI service called M, describing it as a digital personal assistant. The software can describe photos and even make physics-based predictions, knowing whether, for example, a poorly balanced stack of blocks will fall over. In limited tests, the software has ordered food online, made reservations, and accurately answered spoken questions about photos, as well as make simple predictions about what will happen in a basic setting. Facebook is also teaching the AI to play the game Go, a complex board game where computers have yet to surpass the top human players. Instead of calculating every possible move, they're teaching the AI to play using visual patterns, playing more like a human being. Currently, it is rumored that only a few hundred people have access to the service.
Facebook の人工知能開発チームが M と呼ばれるデジタルパーソナルアシスタントを開発していることを明らかにしました。M は写真に写っているものを説明したり、例えば積み上げられたブロックが崩れそうなことを感じ取るなど物理学的な感性も持ち合わせています。テストではオンラインで食べ物を頼んだり予約をしたり写真に関する質問に答えたり基本的な状況においてシンプルな予測を立てたりすることに成功しています。チームはさらに M に Go というボードゲームを教えています。Go はルールが複雑で、現時点ではコンピューターがトッププレイヤーの人間に勝ったことがありません。M は従来のソフトウェアのように全ての手を計算するのではなく、人間のように視覚情報のパターンを使ってゲームを進める練習をしています。現在 M にアクセスできるのは限られた数百人だということです。なんかさ、これをモニターとして使ってる記者の人の記事みたいなのをちょっと前に読んだ気がする。
うん、
なんかね、なんだっけな、レストランの予約をしたり、野球のチケットだから、なんかのチケットを何時に取っといてみたいな、何日のやつ取っといてとかも全部やってくれるって言ってた。
Really?
Yeah、
うん、
すごい便利らしいよ。
でも、yeah. AI is coming for sure。
あのこの間ハワイからそれこそ帰ってくる飛行機の中で新しいターミネーターを見たんだよね。
There's a new one?
Yeah, which, the latest one.
With Christian Bale, or there's a new one after that?
No, after that.
Oh.
It's 本当に最近の.
Really?
Yeah.
It's out?
Yeah, it's been out for a while.
And I've never heard of this? I love Terminator.
あのね.
That's weird.
Yeah, あの, だからそ、あれまさにさ, まあ別に最新のやつ見てなくても Terminator ってその, 何, 人工知能が人間を滅ぼそうとしてくる話じゃん。
うん。
なかなかその映画見たばっかりだから結構タイムリーなんだけど。
うん。
Yeah, it was fun. It was okay.
It wasn't that good?
It was better than the third one for sure.
Which one was the third one?
The shittiest one.
The girl Terminator one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that...
It was definitely better than the third
one. Yeah, that was dog shit.
Maybe not as exciting as the second one. I personally think the second one was the best.
Better than the first one?
Well, I guess a lot of people think that. I don't know. I have to rewatch it again to actually judge. But
it's so good. It's still good.
Mm.
Terminator is one of those movies that I've seen a few times. And there's only like maybe five of those. That,
yeah. Yeah, the in, naka.
The CG looks terrible though.
Yeah, the latest one wa nani? Sasugani CG wa sugoi.
Ii
jan. Demo ma omoshirokatta yo.
So the this Facebook assistant thing, yeah, they're calling it M. This is another Bond reference.
I know, right? So motta.
I guess it'll have a British accent. I mean, I didn't see anything specifically say that. I'm just assuming that it'll have a British accent because it's called M.
Yeah. Right? 好きだね、みんなやっぱジェームズ・ボンドは。
Is M Money Penny? Is that what it stands for? Or is it...
I don't
know. Or was that... Is Money... Wait, Money Penny is the assistant? And M is like...
M is his boss.
Right.
The grandma.
Yeah. I need to pay attention to Bond, I guess.
Or not.
I don't know. I feel weird not knowing that. Yeah, this...
この写真に写ってるものを説明するっていうのはすごいよね。新しいよね。
Yeah, it's creepy. Yeah, I don't think they've had software that could do that before.
うん、でも確かに Facebook、Facial Recognition ずっとやってるしさ、何億人の人が常にさ、データをくれてるわけだから、確かにね、この写真にはマミとマイケルが写っていますとかさ、
yeah.Well, the blocks thing is interesting. So they show it a picture of these blocks that are balanced in a picture, and then it's able to tell that they're balanced poorly and they're going to fall over. And so it's kind of like the... But if you just show a computer blocks like that, there's a lot of things that can be analyzed about it,
yeah.
But it doesn't... It's not going to know...what the human is interested in.
そうだね、確かに。
And a human, for whatever reason, what we're interested in is like, if we see something like that, it's like, oh my god, it's going to fall over. So we want to take that impulse and put it into software and have software be more useful to us by thinking like us.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Go example is perfect because the way that computers have worked with chess and other games like that is that they...calculate all the possibilities out and then think, you know, several moves ahead. And just that way they kind of out-compute humans. But with Go, the game is so complex that computers aren't powerful enough to do that. So the only way to make a computer that's competitive with humans is to make it play like humans.
Right.
Because humans just do it better.
Right.
Because the way humans play Go is more visual.
What is this game? Is it like chess?
Go is... I mean, it's popular here, too.
Oh, Go as in Go, Igo no koto?
Igo.
Oh!
In Chinese, it's Go. And in English, it's Go.
Igo ka?
But it looks like...
Go
って
...
Right?
Yeah. I know what Igo is. I thought... Go ってさ、英語で書いてあるとさ、I thought it was some new game that's like called Go, like...as in an English word.
Oh.
But, 囲碁のことか。Ah,
okay.
Now I get it. Okay, my brother plays it.
Yeah, it's the game is so complex that it kind of makes computing power irrelevant. Like, even if you have a super computer, it won't be able to calculate fast enough to beat a human because there's just so many... possible moves and
now skirishita. Okay.
Yeah. One of the people testing this thing asked M to make their desk be decorated in a French style.
Okay.
Wait, so someone left on vacation to France and then someone's still at the office.Told M to rearrange that person's desk in a French style.
Okay.
And just like gave them a picture of the desk, I think. And then when they came back, the desk had like, it was all Frenched out. There was like,
Frenched out.
I don't remember the specifics because I don't really know much about France, but there was like French stuff on the desk. I don't know.
Like desk as in.Like, literally desk?
Yeah.
Not like desktop. Yeah. Oh, so M ordered, like, a lot of stuff online, you mean?
Well, it said desk in the article. I think it was just, like, plan a French thing for this desk and just gave M a picture of the desk. And then M put, like, various French items on there.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Like a beret and, like, you know, some French stuff.
So
it kind of, it's capable of just taking a really general idea and coming up with something.
Yeah.
Whereas usually computers require very specific instructions.
Interior coordinator みたいなこともできるってことだよね。
Yeah.
なんかこんな感じの家にしたいんだけどみたいなこと言えばさ。
Yeah.
で、なんか affordable な、
yeah.
レンジでいくらからいくらの間でやってとか言ったらできそう。
Yeah, and that sort of thing has been really difficult for software to do.
Yeah.
It actually it's much more difficult to do that than to program a telescope to track some star. You know, it's
もっとぼんやりしたことだもんね。
It seems simple to us, but only because
we're human.
We're so familiar with it. It's actually a very complex thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. へえ。
Yeah.
そうだってさ、昨日だっけ、Facebook 使ってて写真を誰かがアップしてて、タグしようとしたのね、人を。
うん、
そしたら今までってさ、まあこの人ですかこの人ですかみたいな聞いてくるじゃん、
うん、
とかなんか Is this Michael? みたいなさ、
うん、
なのに昨日やったら超自信満々にあの Do you want to tag Michael? みたいな、うん、もうなんか分かってるからこっちはみたいな感じで聞かれて、あ、変わってると思ってびっくりした。この自信の持ちようFacebook の
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
、うん、今までなんかこれで合ってるよねって感じだったのに、
yeah.
マイケルタグするどうするみたいなさ、 It's like, wow, なんかいつの間に育ってる。
You know, the interesting thing about this software is its potential omnipresence. Omnipresence being everywhere at once.
Yeah.
You know, software is so scalable that once you make this thing, immediately you have this product available for an infinite number of people, essentially, yeah. right? So it's just so, even if the utility for each person is minimal, you know, it orders things and does these simple tasks, the net utility is enormous, right?
Mm. 全部がつながるもんね。
Yeah.
セントラルで。まあ、ターミネーターもそういうことなんだけどね。
Yeah.
And like, M being like, secretly evil, you know, trying to wipe humans out.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah.
You have, it's hard to rule out completely.
Yeah.
Right?
まあ、最近だって多いもんね、そういう映画やっぱりみんな考えてんだよね、きっと。
Yeah, all the AI movies have been so shitty though, haven't they? Like, Transcendence or I don't know.
The Johnny Depp one?
Was it that one? I saw one that was garbage recently. Oh, that was garbage.
Not Transcendence. But, なんか見た飛行機で。No?
Yeah, I saw one movie on the plane, but it was like, it was the Jake Gyllenhaal, some new Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
Which one? Nightcrawler?
No, it was about him as a boxer.
Oh.
It's like a Jake Gyllenhaal boxing movie, but I didn't really like it.
Oh, okay.
This is just a bunch of contrived drama and...I don't know. It was weird. It was like a bummer.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal in a shitty movie. Or not so good movie.
Well,
it's a bummer.
I don't know.
It's disappointing.
He's not... His boxing is not good.
Ah, そういうことね.
But it wasn't
convincing.
No, it wasn't just that, though.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
it was... I don't know. It wasn't really my... I don't really like...things that seem so contrived and
まあ、飛行機めったに日本の映画見ないから飛行機で日本の映画見るの好きなんだけど、
うん、
あの進撃の巨人 見ようと思って、
うん、
20分ぐらいでもう無理だった。でもみんな言ってた、もう It's so tough to watch. It's like, oh my god, help me. Like, it was seriously the worst movie I've seen this year.
Really?
Yeah. 漫画と全然違う。なんか漫画のいいところが全部なんか壊されてるし、acting so bad, so painfully bad.
Yeah, I've been traumatized by trying to watch some Japanese movies many, many times over, and I'm just like, I can't do this.
でもね、るろうに剣心とかすごい演技とかも良かったから、I know they can do it, but this one, oh my god. Oh my god. なんかこんな苦痛なの、久しぶりっていうぐらいだった。なんかすごい CG に力入れすぎたのかな。なんかよくわかんない。でも演技が本当にやばかった、みんな。なんかさ、自然に見せようとしてないっていうか、演技してるところをやってるみたいなさ、
うん、
演技してる自分っていうものを演技してるみたいな。 I don't know, it was like, and every move that they make is not convincing. Like, there's this scene where the 最初の方でなんかメインキャラクターが、まあ、なんか巨人が襲ってきてさ、キャーみたいなで超ショック受けてるシーンがあるのね。まだ全然怪我とかしてないんだよ、
うん、
でなんかすごいあーってショック受けちゃって外をフラフラ歩くんだけど、なんか酔っ払ってるみたいな歩き方になってんのね。Mm. And I'm like, why are you walking like this? Where's your adrenaline, man? Like, what the hell? Like, so not convincing. I'm sorry, but that was
meanwhile,
the worst movie ever.
Meanwhile, the level of production in the U.S. has just gotten so ridiculous. Everything looks like a Hollywood movie now.
Yeah.
They have original TV series on...I mean, I don't have Netflix, so I'm not that familiar with it, but apparently they have original TV series that it's just only on, like, Netflix, and they're still really good.
Yeah, I watched those. その Orange is the New Black もそうだし、今あの、え、なんだっけ、what was the title of shit? あの、コロンビアのドラッグカルテルの話。あの、what was the guy, the drug lord?
Yeah, Escobar.
Escobar
Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar の話、That's so good.
Yeah.
あの、タイトル忘れちゃったけど、I only saw like 2-3 episodes, I think. It's so good. It's made by the same Brazilian director who made,
you mean Narcos?
Tropa de Elite. Yeah, Narcos. Elite Squad っていうね、ブラジルのすごい有名な映画を作った人がやってて、まあ同じ、あの、その Elite Squad の主役の人が Escobar の役やってるんだけど。It's so good. あの、映画みたい。本当に毎回毎回か。Each episode.
I saw a few episodes of Narcos.
It's good, right?
Yeah, but they're speaking so much Spanish. So you really have to read the subtitles.
そう、半分英語、半分スペイン語ぐらいだね。
Yeah, if maybe even more than half of it is in Spanish.
なんか、apparently to Colombian people, the Escobar guys...Colombian Spanish is a little bit weird, but then they are actually using the Colombian dialects and everything. I recognize it myself. It's really, really good. なんかしかも it's based on real story, right? Yeah. Obviously, so it's like I've been learning a lot.
What's going on with El Chapo? Do you know?
What?
El Chapo?
What's that?
El Chapo is like the leader of the Mexican...
Drug
cartels or something. He's...
What's going on with him?
I'm not sure exactly. He like escaped prison and...
Wasn't there something going on
with El Chapo?
I read the escape part, but I don't know much about him.
And people think like he didn't actually escape, but he just pays him off and then they make it look like he escaped.
What?
You know?
もうコラプションありすぎて何が何だか分かんない。
I guess that's how it is in like South America. You know, it's like it's way more likely that the guy's got paid off and made it look like he escaped than he actually escaped, considering how corrupt it is and how much money El Chapo has and all that stuff. I don't know if that was exactly what happened.
なんかあの、my Colombian friend posted on Facebook saying he really likes narco.でもなんか、the only complaint is that it's through the CIA agent's eyes. And なんか、CIA がすごくいい風に書かれてる。
Mm.
なんか、本当はもっとなんかスケッチーな もっとなんか複雑でスケッチーだったはずみたいな。
People in the CIA?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, なんか主役が CIA になってるから、すごいクリーンに見える風に作られてるっていうのだけが文句で、もうあとはでもすごく。
But there's only like a couple people in the CIA that are there, right?
Yeah, 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 so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally possible that there's two clean guys in the CIA.
I guess, あとその Netflix でいいのは一気に出るところだよね。全部のエピソードが、なんか毎週待たなくても、
huh.
You can watch the whole thing, which is kind of dangerous, but
yeah, yeah. I know people that do this stuff where they
like binge watching.
Yeah, they binge watch stuff. Yeah. I tried doing that. What was it?
I can only do it with documentaries.
Someone wanted me to binge watch something with them, and I just passed out like partway through. But it's like,
okay.
I don't know if it was Star Wars or like one of those things, you know?
The Star Wars, 長いよね。しかも全部見たら。
People binge watch 24 too. They try to do it in real time. It was like a thing that was going on. People would, because each episode is supposed to be real time, right?
In 24. トイレ行く時間がない。
You have to just go while the show is playing, otherwise your time will be thrown off.
Messed up, yeah.
Right?
辛い。
So people would, and you have to stay awake for 24 hours to watch the, to actually watch the show.
辛い。
And do the proper binge watch.
God. てかもう一個ね、お話あるよ。忘れた。
NASA's Eagle Works Laboratories just completed another round of testing on the impossible M-Drive thruster, with some details being posted on NASA's online message board by Eagle Works researcher Paul March. The M-Drive thruster is a motor that utilizes a magnetron and electromagnetic radiation to produce a propellantless thrust. The motor works by radiating microwaves into a truncated cone. The M-Drive has long been considered ridiculous by most physicists, with the positive results of previous tests being attributed entirely to testing errors, specifically the interference of magnetic fields, thermal expansion, and the Lorentz force. Theory states that the design of the motor itself is inherently in violation of the law of conservation of momentum. NASA now plans to conduct a range of tests on a quantum vacuum plasma thruster, a similar propellantless motor, in order to obtain more data. Additionally, Johns Hopkins University Physics Laboratory has expressed interest in further testing that would measure gravitational forces.
NASA イーグルワークスの研究員ポール・マーチ氏が NASA のオンライン掲示板で宇宙船の駆動システムになりうる物理的に不可能とされてきた M ドライブのテストを終えたと公表しました。 M ドライブはマグネトロンと電磁放射を使ったモーターで推進剤なしで宇宙船を進めることができます。モーターは電磁波を円錐台に発することで動きます。M ドライブは多くの物理学者から長年の間馬鹿げているとされてきており、過去に成功したとされた実験も電磁妨害や熱膨張、ローレンツ力などによるエラーによって成功に見えただけでした。理論上はモーターのデザイン自体だけで運動量保存の法則に反しているとされています。 NASA はデータを集めるために M ドライブに似て推進剤を必要としない量子真空プラズマスラスターを使いテストを行っていく予定です。さらにジョンズ・ホプキンス大学の物理学研究室が重力を測るテストに興味を示しています。
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
So this was supposed to be impossible, but they did it?
Maybe. We think so. We're not sure. Because I mean, anything that is in conflict with the generally accepted laws of physics is going to be dismissed until it is absolutely for sure proven. Right. Right?
まあ、この間のあれみたいな感じだよね。スーパーマリオ関連みたいなことでしょ。これ、その推進剤なしで宇宙船を進められるモーター、これができるってなるとどうなるの？どういうすごいことになるの？
Well, the problem with space is that there's nothing to drive on. There's nothing. There's no matter around you to really interact with to propel yourself, right?
Right.
So having a thruster that doesn't require propellant would change everything, because you can obtain energy in space. Right now we are firing gases out of tubes at high velocity in order to create, in order to push ourselves the opposite direction.
Right.
And
そういうのがもう何もいらないってこと?
Yeah, is the idea.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they're taking microwaves. There's this truncated cone, which means the cone doesn't have a tip on it. And the wider end of the cone, if you bounce electromagnetic or microwaves around in there, then when the microwaves bounce off the larger side of the truncated cone, that side will, it will produce thrust in that direction, is the idea.
Okay.それを宇宙でもできるっていうこと?
Yeah, if it turns out to be legitimate. Yeah.
その具体的にどこの部分がその物理学的に impossible っていうことだったの?
The part where it's in violation of the law of conservation of momentum.So basically, any closed system has to have a constant momentum if it's a closed system.
Okay.
That means there's no interaction. There's no, like, if you're in space and if you want to move, you have to throw something in one direction and then you go the opposite direction. Mm. And, yeah, so.
Ah, そういうこと、その何も。
If the machine isn't, if the spaceship isn't throwing something, then it can't change its momentum. Is the idea in a closed system?
Ah, so so so. だからそれだけが唯一の推進する方法っていうことになってる。
So, for example, you could just have some sort of a nuclear energy source.
Yeah.
And then that could produce the microwaves that you needed to fuel the M drive, and then you could fly around space,
right?
Like, and collect. You could also use solar energy or whatever else, right? But right now we fill rockets up with enormous amounts of fuel, and it's we need this much fuel to get to Mars,
right?
Sort of thing.
So with this, if we have microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And this cone thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not as simple as cone thing in microwave.
right, for sure. But it's like much less stuff, like no fuel.
Yeah, this is just cool because it's like, you know, hey, NASA's laboratory is testing this thing multiple times.
Yeah.
And then even cooler is one of the researchers is providing updates on it on a message board.
Yeah.
And,
I'll put a
link to the message board post.
Oh, yeah.
As the source for this one. So people can actually, I think message boards are, could be a good resource for people that are studying English, because you can kind of see conversation.
Yeah.
You know, natural conversation online.
そうだね。普通の記事とかじゃないか、一方通行じゃないからね。
Yeah.
全部会話だからね。
Yeah. In fact, I think people should try to participate. I mean, it doesn't matter if your English sucks, but if you let's say you can't talk to foreigners in Tokyo, it's like, oh, who do I practice with or whatever. There's so many people online that would love to talk to some stranger from Japan. And you can comment on anything, whether it's the NASA message board or this, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, farting on figurines, subreddit, or whatever it is.
Yeah, that'd be fun. なんか NASA さ、今日っていうか、アメリカの木曜日に、火星の大気に関するまた大きい発表がありますって。
I think maybe I heard something about that.
Do
you know what it's about exactly?
Well, no one knows what it's exactly about because they always make an announcement of an announcement. So, なんか分かってる情報はその木曜日に火星の大気に関するでっかいアナウンスメントがあるっていう話だったから、まあ今日のだから何時、アメリカの何時かによるけどね、あっちの方が遅いから。
Well, I think, I think there's some speculation that they're going to make an announcement about the atmosphere and how you can actually detect metabolism by analyzing the atmospheric composition.
Okay.
Very, very, if you get good enough measurements. So you can have strong evidence for life without actually finding the life itself.
Right, right. そうなんかライフに関するものかもねみたいな。
But you know, it's always like it's going to be aliens and then it's not. So
yeah, そうわかんないんだよね実際来るまで。
yeah.
But yeah, 多分今アメリカ何時なのかわかんないけど。I guess soon, pretty soon, today or tomorrow, Japan time. Like, まあ明日起きたら出てるんじゃないかなもう。
How weird is it that people are excited about NASA announcements like this?
It's always exciting. てかなんかアナウンスメントのアナウンスメントっていう事態で時点でもうなんかさワクワクするじゃない、
yeah.
It has to be good. Like it must be big, you know. So 期待値はね上がっちゃう。
I feel like space is becoming more popular. Yeah.
わかんない。うちらの中ではねなんかずっとポピュラーだし常にポピュラーになり続けているけど一般的にどうなんだろうね。
I think space is getting more popular.
まあ、なんかプライベートカンパニーとかも参入してるしもうちょっとみんなにはレレベントになってるかもしれないけど日本だとどうだろうね
Well, in Japan, it's always I feel like it's always been obviously in Japan, there's a lot of space buffs a lot of people that just
Yeah
Like, the people in Japan that like space areMore intense about it than anybody else.
だから私みたいなさ微妙な人微妙な人っていうかさ、
yeah.
そのすごいなんか専門的な知識があるわけじゃないけどすごく興味があって、いろいろ読んだりとか気になってるっていうさその間の変な人はあんまり合わないんだよね。特に女の子、でなんかすごい宇宙に興味ありますって。まあだからバイリンガルニュース聞いてちょっと興味持ってくれたら嬉しい。
Space is cool. If you know enough about it, it's cool. I promise.
Like, we're in it, you know?
Yeah, people
we're
pretend.
We're part of it, so.
People pretend that they're not in space. People pretend that Earth has a roof on it or something. It doesn't.
そう、うちらも宇宙の一部だからね。
Yeah, I was just at Mauna Kea yesterday. Was it yesterday? Can I say
was
yesterday?
Was it yesterday?
I
don't know when you came back, so.
Well, the time zone thing, it's yesterday-ish, I was
okay.
on Mauna Kea, and it was, I mean, you don't see stars, you see everything.
Yeah.
You see the Milky Way, you see the gas, you see
yeah.
the satellites whipping around Earth, you see all this stuff going on, shooting stars, it's active.
Ah, so...
The shooting stars were crazy. I was seeing them.
流れ星めっちゃ見えるよね。
Yeah.
しかも全然注意してなくても大きくくっきり見えるからさ、全然探そう探そうとしてなくてももう絶対に見える。あ、まただ、あ、まただみたいな感じ。
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. I love it. I can't believe I'm back here already.
Yeah, you don't like being back, huh?
No.I love it there. I was so happy. I'm so happy there whenever I'm there. Can't believe I'm back and it's so cold here. And it feels weird that I went to Hawaii and then I came back and now I'm married. It's
yeah.
like, what?
yeah.
Hawaii 行って帰ってきたらもう結婚してたみたいな。It's
yeah.
crazy.
Hawaii's pretty awesome.
The Japanese government still doesn't know that I'm married. It's weird.Isn't it kind of weird?
You're secretly married? Undercover?、
Yeah. They will soon know, but
undercover
it's,
wife.
It's pretty mendokusai.
You're like a spy already.
Yay! Yay! でもそう、結構mendokusai ね、手続きとか。And changing my last name and stuff like that. Whew! It's pretty crazy. It was fun though, right?
Yeah.You yeah. had a beautiful wedding.
I know, right? it was definitely the best wedding ever,
yeah.
according to me. But yeah, it was the most beautiful, romantic wedding I had ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
According to me, about my own wedding.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right.
It was, right?
And it's important that you think that, you know?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. あの、コラムもね、昨日なんか帰ってきて、すぐにコラムを書かなきゃいけなかったから、結婚式しましたってコラム書いたんだけど、まあ、それ明日出るかな。でも同じようなこと言ってる。I'm like, yeah, it was so awesome, perfect, it was the best wedding ever. Which it was. But I can't believe it's over. Because since I was like, なんかディズニー映画とかをさ、見て育ってるからさ、
Mm.
You know,
there's a lot of build up.
And wedding is something that you will have in the future. But now it's suddenly in the past. And it's like, oh, yeah. And suddenly I'm this person who has had a wedding already. And that's kind of, that feels kind of weird.
It feels weird how, like things don't seem as different as they should be, or things do seem different and you're trying to figure it out, or like.
Don't seem different at all.
Isn't that good though?
Yeah, I feel like so. Yeah,
that means
so.
That.
だって別に関係が変わるわけじゃないじゃん。
Yeah.
私と彼の。もう一緒に住んでいるし、
yeah.
なんか別に何も変わらないけど、
yeah.
まあその方がいいんだろうね。
Well, I think
急に変わったらやばい。
When you're at the point where you think that getting married won't really change anything is like probably the best time to get married.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think too. But misses something still sounds odd to me.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's referring to his mom, like someone older.
Yeah, it's weird that that doesn't get more flack as like one of those like gender topics or something, you know? Like misses this.
あ、確かにね、Mr. は変わんないもんね、男は。
Yeah.
女の人だけが変わる。
Yeah, so sometimes you see like the hyphenated last names and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
that.
The hyphenated thing is kind of like, I don't know, there's, it's like, what's up with this girl? Like, does
she have to... So, everyone asks you, right? Do you keep your name as a middle name? Yeah. If you don't
keep
it, then my friend who is a lawyer, if you don't keep it, it's good for your future security for your children. They said, why? And I thought, my father's death will ask for security questions at the bank.
Oh, that's a weird reason, but yeah.
So, like, お母さんが、だから、Facebook とかで、旧姓と、をミドネにしてると、すぐバレちゃう。
Hmm.
でもなんか、I hadn't thought about it, so I was like, oh, そういうのもあるんだ、みたいな。
yeah.
全然考えてなかったけど、まあ。Yeah, I didn't even put a lot of thought into it, and I just decided to drop it. Hmm. Just because I thought it would be めんどくさい。But...
Well, how often do, like, men take women's last names and drop theirs?
ね、まあ、こっちの名字の方が素敵な響きだなとかの時はあるのかな、そういうことも。
Mm.
でも面白くて、
You'd have to have a pretty bad name to...
I guess like, so, like Wank.
Wank?
Yeah.
Yeah, Wank is
we have...
not good.
Yeah, or Cockburn or something, I don't know.
Cockburn?
Yeah.Cockburn.
Mm.
It's a British last name. Mm. But, なんか面白いのは日本って夫婦別姓がないじゃん。その結婚したら自動的に女性は旦那さんの名字になっちゃう。で、チョイスがないんだけど、国際結婚だと相手が戸籍がないから夫婦別姓が簡単にできるんだよね。
うん。
私は変えちゃうからならないけど、なんか面白くない？それも。
Yeah.
そっちだけなんかプリビレッジが急にあるみたいな。Yeah, so weird. Anyway.
Rituals.
Yeah. あれある、あの、お知らせあるんだよね。アプリの。
うん、Mac のアプリね。
Mac のアプリが、
できた。
Yay!
But it's, you know, it's not a beta, but basically, it is like a beta.
そうだね。最初はまだちょっとエラーとか起きるかもしれないけど、一応出てる。そうなので。
If you want to risk it.
Mac で、あの、文字起こしを見たい方はぜひ試してみてください。まあ、大きい画面の方が、ね、見やすいって言ってくれてる人も結構いて、リクエストも受けてたからね。
It's easy to use. And easy to see.
そうだね。
And the Mac has some capabilities that the... Like looking up words is just like the three-finger tap.
Oh, okay.
printing probably easier. I don't know. There's a few things. If you don't like the small cell phone screen. Because it's kind of, I don't know, like for studying, you might, you know, want to just...
Bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, でも引き続き Android と iPhone のアプリでも文字起こしを買ってもらえるので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
引き続き Instagram、Facebook、Twitter やってますので、ぜひ質問は Twitter にしてもらえると返事がしやすいのでよろしくお願いします。
Yep.
以上ですか？
うん。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。